Welcome to But You're Wrong. I am Greg DiNicola.
And I'm Keith Bodela.
Keith.
Sir.
I'm in the middle of a hurricane here. What are you doing?
I'm getting rain down.
I'm out here on the beach. The 50-foot swells.
Let's see. It's just raining, really. There's supposed to be a lot of wind.
Yeah, I get the wind. It's been going all day. At my place of business, some trees fell on people's cars, and then they were mad, and management was like, oh, I don't know why I'm getting so much grief about this, the owner of the company who made us come in. I was like, you don't know why you're getting grief about this? People drove here, parked their car in your parking lot, and then the trees fell on them.
Well, I mean, was there anything wrong with the tree beforehand?
I don't know.
That's the key. You need Nature Columbo to figure this shit out.
Nature Columbo. What is he like? He's
Columbo's cousin. Okay, he's Columbo's cousin.
That's Columbo's liberal cousin.
He's a park ranger.
Oh, does he wear the hat?
Yeah.
All right. Like him.
Yeah. He's not like a Greenpeace son of a bitch or anything. He just,
well, that's not even like, I wouldn't even, that's not even liberal. That's just out of control.
Yeah, I mean, everybody hates Greenpeace. But, you've seen Gross Point Blank, right?
I've seen parts of it, and I think it was on TV. So that's one of those things I don't think it's worth even saying I saw.
Okay, because there's a part in it where she's trying to give him a job. She's trying to give John Cusack a job, or his secretary, who's played by his sister. What's her name?
Joan,
thank you. And she's like, come on, no, I got a job for you. It's real easy. It's a Greenpeace boat. And he's like, no, come on, that's not even fair. Because it would be so easy to wipe them out, because they're Greenpeace.
Oh. Okay.
Like, that's too low. That's like, killing Greenpeace is, like, too low even for him.
Like, you'd almost feel bad for wiping them out?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I just would feel bad.
I guess, yeah. It'd be kind of like stomping on some baby squirrels.
I guess so. but anyway, back to Columbo's cousin. So he would be Chuck Columbo. And he would be – now, see, he would be smarter.
Chuck.
He would be smarter than the park ranger that Yogi Bear is always fighting.
Oh, Ranger Rick?
Yeah, that's his name, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, see, what they do is they take out Ranger Rick, and then Chuck Columbo comes in, Ranger Columbo, and he takes out Yogi Bear. He kills him.
Well, he kills him? Just shot Chuck under the head?
Yeah, because Chuck Columbo doesn't take no shit.
Can you imagine that? That episode of Yogi Bear, it's like Yogi steals a picnic basket. Ranger Rick just fucking walks up to him and blows his brains out.
He's not that violent. What he would do is he would poison the food.
He sets up a sting with fake people with picnic baskets. Yeah. Yogi steals it and just drops dead.
Yeah, he's like ODing. Like, he fills it with like heroin or something. So Yogi Bear's OD and he starts vomiting and foaming at the mouth, and then Chuck Columbo comes out of the woods and just watches him die.
And then, yeah, I like, you're like, oh no, he's not that violent. He's just making the poor fucking bear OD and just watching it and laughing.
Well, he's not laughing, but then when it's done, he just spits on the ground and goes, well, I guess I'm done in this park. And then he moves on and he just goes around killing bears.
So he's not cruel enough to just put him out of his misery in a second. He has to make him go through this whole fucking ordeal.
Well, yeah.
He sounds like a real piece of garbage, if you ask me.
But I left out the part where he actually then strings Yogi Bear up as a
an example.
Him up as an example to the other bears.
You drag him through the park like Mussolini.
He puts
down the dirt roads, just a fucking bear behind a fucking SUV.
He ties Yogi's tie and hat to the front of the park entrance so that everybody knows.
Oh wait, did Yogi wear a hat?
I thought Yogi wore a hat. No, no, maybe he didn't. He didn't. I think I'm thinking of the other one.
Boo Boo. Boo Boo wore a hat. Right? Didn't he have like a little fisherman hat?
I thought at one point. No, Yogi wore a hat.
Hold on.
No, Yogi Bear wore a hat. Boo Boo wore a. I think he just wore a. Like a bow tie.
So he was naked except for that bow tie. Well, oh, you're right.
Yogi was naked except for the tie and the hat, yeah.
Actually, it's kind of like a... Yeah, it's like a really little cowboy hat.
Yeah.
It's kind of a frumpy cowboy hat. And then, yeah, you're right. And he had a collar and a tie, but no shirt.
Yeah. It was just a little Chippendale setup.
Yeah, and then you're right. Boo Boo had the bow tie, the little blue bow tie. Huh. What a weird outfit. I also like that there was like – it had the – Yogi had like the dots, which I think were supposed to be like whiskers on his face. But it actually just kind of looked like he had a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, well, no. That was – those were actually the whiskers that he shaved.
Oh, okay.
Because Yogi once tried to impress a girl, but she didn't like the whiskers because they kept poking her. And she kept saying, ow, Yogi, you just shave. So he shaved. And then he had like a weird mole or something like that. And then they broke up because she couldn't stand the mole with the shaved face. And now he just shaves it out of spite to her.
Probably a little scratchy.
And so he's sworn off women. So now he just hangs out with Boo Boo.
He's sworn off women. I feel like women bears are probably very, very difficult. Like women in general are difficult, but bears, I don't know. Like they could kill you. Like obviously real women can kill you too, but I don't know. Like everyone's always afraid of the mama bear.
I'm going to say male bears can kill you too.
No, okay, you're right.
Any bears can kill you.
You're right, but you know what? It's everyone's always afraid of mama bear. Right? Am I right or am I right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I'm afraid of all bears. Like, I see any bear, I'm going to be afraid. Unless I actually see, like, a cartoon bear. And I'll be like, holy shit, it's a cartoon bear.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, shouldn't Ranger and Columbo have killed you? Oh, no, wait. That was a story I just made up.
Now, I'm trying to think if he ever said that he had kids or something.
Columbo?
Not kids, brothers. Yeah, all he talks about his wife. He talks about his brother-in-law.
Well, but we're talking about a cousin. Cousin Columbo.
Oh, I thought we were talking about his brother.
No, it's his cousin.
Oh, okay. Cousin Chuck.
Yeah, cousin Chuck Columbo.
He probably calls him Chucky.
Probably calls him Chaz.
Chaz?
Chaz.
I don't know. If you're going to be called Chaz, you got to be either really cool or just kind of, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Our friend Columbo is kind of a dick. So, see, his cousin's actual name is Charles, but he wants to go by Chuck.
Yeah.
But our friend Columbo wants to be kind of a dick to him, so he calls him Chaz, even though Chuck hates it.
Uh-huh. Okay, I get it.
So he kind of ribs him every time, constantly bringing up all these, murder investigations that he's solving and big crimes that he's solving, and that the fact that his same lame car is still running after all these years.
That car is so queer.
So he keeps rubbing it in to Chuck at all the family reunions. And then keeps calling him Chaz. That's what makes Chuck finally snap and why he is so mean in his killing of Yogi Bear. And then, because he snaps. So then he goes after Yogi Bear. But then when he's going through Yogi Bear's house, he finds letters that Yogi was writing with a Snagglepuss. So then he goes to the caves where Snagglepuss lives to try and go after him.
And now what does Boo Boo get killed too, or is he just kind of...
No, I'm thinking Boo Boo escapes, and then Boo Boo goes overseas. He's like Bruce Wayne in Batman Begins. Like he takes off his bow tie and burns it, and then he goes overseas. And he trains with the criminals to become a fighting master, so we can come back and get revenge, on Chuck.
Now Snagglepuss's outfit
was the Chippendales one.
Yeah, it's almost the same exact thing, except instead of a hat, he has just cuffs. He has French cuffs, with no shirt. Weird. Who's these other guys?
There was Huckleberry Hound, who was like the drunk dog. I don't know if he actually was the drunk dog. He looks like a drunk dog, though.
Well, there's the bulldog.
No, the Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah, but he wasn't related to Yogi, though. I mean, it might have been the same universe, but it wasn't the same show.
No, I think
Huckleberry.
No, I think Yogi started on Huckleberry Hound.
Oh, okay. Well, because there was a dog, there was a bulldog, I think his name was Chopper, on Yogi Bear. And also there was that real whorish bear, Cindy. Remember? She just wore like a skirt.
I don't remember that one, but I'll believe you.
She would walk around with an umbrella. You remember her? She had like a pink skirt that, I mean, just barely covered her vag.
Okay.
No wonder Yogi was all worked up all the time.
Because she kept showing off the goods, but she wouldn't give him any.
Yeah, no, she's like the Hanna-Barbera version of Princess Peach. Slash Toadstool. That bitch.
She probably whored herself out to Chuck. She probably turned evidence on Yogi so that Chuck wouldn't kill her.
She was probably also getting railed by Snagglepuss.
Probably.
And I'm not even sure he had much interest in women, but
I think she was the only female in the whole group.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember any other females except for a couple campers. But very minor characters. And then, you know, once you start having the animals and the people having sex with each other, it's just not for kids anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, not that any of the shit we've been discussing is for kids. You got bears having heroin overdoses, blowing brains out, animals just fucking each other.
Yeah. None of what we said was good.
No.
I'm pretty sure I imply that Yogi and Snagglepuss were pretty much in a terrorist cell together. So...
And there was just a whole people selling each other out. It's just like a mob mentality at Jellystone Park.
Plus, Columbo was a huge dick in my scenario too, and I don't think he would have been.
You don't think so?
Not as much as I said. I don't think he would constantly rub it in.
I mean, he's obviously going to be less successful than his brother, and by his brother, his cousin. But yeah, I don't know. He'd probably be okay with it.
Yeah, what was Columbo's actual first name? I cannot remember.
It wasn't Frank?
Frank Columbo? Hang on. First name. Columbo's first name is never explicitly mentioned during the series, even in the openings. When asked, Columbo always emphatically answers, "Lieutenant" is his first name.
Yeah, he's so funny.
However, the name Frank is often seen relatively clearly on his police ID. So, yeah, okay, Frank Colombo.
Told you.
Several sources cite the lieutenant's name as Philip Colombo.
I don't know. Philip doesn't really fit him.
I don't know. And then it goes into Supreme Court cases and stuff. We'll go with Frank.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah. So anyway. So that's the story of Chuck Colombo. And his run with Yogi Bear.
Yeah. Because for some reason they are intertwined.
Yeah.
Man, I want to watch Columbo now.
All right, well, when we're done recording, go watch Columbo.
Yeah, hopefully I still have power.
I'll give you a little secret. The guy you see committing the crime at the beginning of the episode is the guy that did it.
You know, yes, usually. And by usually, I mean 99% of the time. Sometimes they have good excuses, though, you know, but Columbo always figures it out. Or he just plants evidence on them and then gets them to confess.
Yeah.
Like he did in England. Like, when he did that, we're all like the British cops just like, you're not supposed to do that. It's just like, nah, that's the way we do things.
I'm pretty sure that's not right. No, it's good. It's good.
You ever been to Los Angeles?
You ever seen my wife?
She hates it. Oh, Colombo.
My wife, she won't shut up about me wearing this stupid raincoat. She goes, it's not even raining. What are you doing? But, I like it. I like it.
Does he wear that thing in every episode?
I think so.
I'm trying to think of a time when he didn't.
Well, it's like Matlock always wore the same fucking suit.
Yeah.
I think at least Columbo's clothes underneath changed.
I guess. He always had a white shirt. I think maybe his ties changed a little bit. They'd just get darker or lighter.
it depended on whether he was outside or inside. Yeah, I don't know. No, but Matlock, I think, always wore the same thing. I think it was always a white shirt and just like a black tie, and then he wore a gray suit. And he always wore that. Like, even I remember some episodes of Matlock where he got like woken up in the middle of the night because somebody called him and was like, what's his name? Ben, I need you to be my lawyer. And he goes, all right, I'll be down. And he comes down and he takes the time to put on his suit.
A suit? It's insane.
No, he puts on the suit, except for the shirt part is just like his pajama shirt underneath the suit. So it's got like fucking lighthouses or something on it, and he's got the jacket over that. The suit jacket.
Matlock. No wonder fucking old people love him. Because they all want to do that, but they just can't get away with it. Because people are like, oh, look at this old guy.
I
just no idea what he's doing.
I was driving around the other day, and I saw a guy that went out to his mailbox in his bathrobe. And I was like, oh my God, it's a mobster. It's a mobster. That's what they do. But he didn't wander. He just got his mail and then started to walk back into his house. So if he had been, like, crossing the street, I would have been, like, definitely a mobster, but
it's just James Gandolfini. Yeah. In college, I used to go – I would sometimes just go down to the dining hall and eat breakfast on, like, Friday mornings, Saturday mornings in my bathrobe and sunglasses. That is not an exaggeration.
Yeah, did you have anything under the bathrobe?
Just shorts, no shirt. Just chest hair pouring out, and sandals.
Wow.
Yeah.
He didn't go with the slippers, just the sandals, just the basic Adidas ones that everybody in college has.
Yeah. I have never been a big slipper guy. It's just my feet always get sweaty.
Yeah.
I just, there's, when you got your slippers on, it's just sweaty inside. It's terrible. I can't even imagine, you know, like you see these people and they got like the ones that are all furry inside.
Yeah.
And like it looks really comfortable.
And but, it is. It's you can wear it for like 20 minutes and then.
Oh, I just smell like a wet dog. Not for me.
All right. So a couple other things I wanted to get your opinion on. And then since this episode is supposed to come out on Halloween, I thought we could talk a little Halloween to have it be somewhat relevant.
All right.
Did you see the Iron Man, the new Iron Man trailer?
Yes, I have seen the trailer.
And?
I think it looks a lot better than the second one.
All right.
I don't know. Do you think that they're going to go more into his alcoholism?
I don't know. I think they might stay away from that.
I was thinking that they should, but then I'm thinking that they won't because they're going to want to make another Avengers.
Well, yeah, I think they could. The other thing is I think they want it to also be a little bit more kid friendly.
Yeah.
So I don't think they would necessarily head down that road. I mean, they might.
I mean, I think it's for the character. It's good because, you know, he's got to have some faults other than being a dick. But see, the problem is that it's not really a fault because everyone likes when he's a dick because it's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really have any faults.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, would Robert Downey Jr. want to play that character? Or would that hit too close to home for him?
Maybe he'd want to do it because it was so personal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. I mean, that might not be the case. Maybe he wouldn't want to even get near it. Maybe it would bother him. But,
well, that was part of the reason that actually when he came back, he was eating the cheeseburgers. Because there was like that's when he had his moment of realization when he was drunk and high and sitting. I think it was in a Burger King parking lot and he was just wolfing down Whoppers that he was like, I got a serious problem.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to put that in the movie. So maybe he would want to do it.
Yeah. If he was willing to do that, because he specifically does get them from Burger King. In the movie, maybe he would want to kind of go in that direction a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I think he'd probably want it to have a, you know, uplifting message towards the end. But I don't know. What were your thoughts on the trailer?
I think it's gonna be good. I think they're gonna focus more on probably like something like the Armor War story. Kind of what they touched on in the second one with people trying to build, like, Iron Man knockoffs.
Right.
I think they're also going to touch on a newer story that's Extremis, which is where, like, he becomes – basically, like, his body becomes linked with a suit, so he can control it with his mind. Like, it becomes an extension of him because there's that one part where he looks at the glove and then it just flies off the table into his hand.
Yeah.
So I think they might touch on that. I don't know. It's weird. I actually, believe it or not, care whether or not Pepper Potts dies, which is weird. But now I'm thinking, because I didn't think that they would actually kill her off, but now I'm thinking after what happened in the Avengers, spoiler, Coulson dying, I'm like, well, they could kill him off.
Right.
They could kill her off, potentially. So I don't know. And the guy that's behind it is Shane Black. Who did? Who wrote the script for Lethal Weapon? And the script.
I was actually
that,
just going to ask what he did.
He wrote the script for. I think he came up with a story for Lethal Weapon 2, but he didn't write it. He wrote. I think like Last Boy Scout. He worked. I think on Iron Man 2. He also wrote and directed, and I think it's the only movie that he's directed so far. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Okay.
That's. I think was like 2004, 2005 maybe. But he did that with Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer. And that one's very good. If you haven't seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, you should see that.
I have not.
I would recommend that. I don't know if it's on Netflix or not, but I would definitely recommend that. It's funny and it's weird, but it's pretty entertaining. Robert Downey Jr. is really good in it. Val Kilmer is really good in it. Val Kilmer's a gay detective that's a consultant on a show.
Huh. You should probably check that out.
I would definitely recommend it. I have it, so maybe when you're out, if we're just chilling out, we can put it on.
Okay.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah. I really like the cast of Iron Man 3. I think Ben Kingsley and definitely Guy Pearce will be good additions. I hope they use Guy Pearce to a decent degree, unlike Prometheus.
yeah. I think they will, but I don't know. I don't know who he's.
The only playing. I think the only reason I would have any doubt would be just because rightfully so. But the Iron Man movies are really just the Robert Downey Jr. show.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing because I love that character. Like, yeah. Him as Iron Man is such an awesome character, and he steals the show, and, you know, that's great. But, you know, even the first one, which was awesome, and I love it, is still, like, who gives a shit about the story?
Yeah.
I mean, other than when he's captured by the the Afghans, you know, I really don't give a shit. I mean,
yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it's entertaining, and like exactly. even the second one, you know, everybody shits on the second one, but I enjoy the second one. Like, the second one is an enjoyable movie.
The second one is definitely enjoyable. It's
not as good as the first one. Like, it's not. It has its faults. It gets too heavy-handed with trying to squeeze in the start of the Avengers.
Yeah,
but it's entertaining. Like, it's I am entertained by that movie.
It's not a terrible movie. It's just not really that good. I mean, it's. Basically, if I want to see a good Iron Man movie, I have one and pretty much the Avengers too.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely – if I'm going to watch a good movie with Iron Man in it, it's easily third on the list.
I can see that.
Yeah.
The one movie that I'm really looking forward to soon is Skyfall.
Looks
– I don't – you know, I was going to say I don't know how you feel about – James Bond and Daniel Craig. But I think it's I think he's a damn good James Bond. And I think it's gonna be a damn good movie.
If I had to rank the Bonds, and I know Daniel Craig's only been in two, and Quantum of Solace was not nearly as good as Casino Royale. But
I don't think that was his fault, though.
No. Exactly. But him as Bond, maybe I should wait another movie before I really make judgment, but I would say he's probably the second best Bond.
I would agree.
Now, when I rank my Bonds, I have a wicked soft spot for Timothy Dalton. Now, he was also in only two movies, and only one of them was really that good. But I loved Dalton, so I always put him as number two behind Connery. But realistically, I would probably say that Craig might be might be number two.
Well, I think Craig is a little bit more realistic in his Bond character. Like, part of it's not him. Part of it is the character that they've kind of rebooted being more realistic. But I think he's he just seems more realistic. I don't think he's not the Bond we wanted, but he's the Bond that we needed.
Well, he's much more in the same vein as Connery was, because Connery was like the dick, and the he would, you know, he would slap the women around, and like he was just like he didn't give a shit, and he wasn't goofy. I mean, he was goofy to the extent that any Bond is, but he was like, I don't know, he was kind of, he was a man's man, and he didn't take shit. And his just everything about him was much more, was more real. I don't know. I guess what I'd say is that that's the character that I loved most. Like, I loved the Connery movies the most, as you know, when I was younger and and whatever. So to me, that Bond acting like that's James Bond. And when Craig does it, it speaks to me more than, say, Brosnan or Roger Moore. I mean, Roger Moore is just so fucking goofy.
Yeah.
And not that I don't love Roger Moore. I mean,
still, he was goofy. I'll give you that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's entirely accurate. I don't know. I would probably put them as one and two. Now, there's been some news circulating, and then this is what I wanted to ask you about, that a certain actor is possibly in talks to play the next James Bond when Daniel Craig is done, which may or may not be after this movie. I've heard conflicting things. Idris Elba is supposedly in talks to play the next James Bond. Do you know who that is? He's been in a few things. I don't know how familiar you would be with his work, though.
Oh, what's he been in?
He was in you saw him in most recently, and I know of Prometheus. He's the black captain.
Oh, of the ship.
He was also Stringer Bell in The Wire. I don't know if you watched The Wire.
No, I've always kind of meant to get into it, but I haven't.
He was Stringer Bell in The Wire, and then he's also in, and this is something that I know is on Netflix Instant because I'm rewatching the first series of it, the BBC show Luther.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with him and you haven't seen Luther, you should watch Luther. Luther's awesome.
Okay.
Like, at least watch the first episode. But I think he would be a very good James Bond. I think he would be, especially if you watch him like in Luther and The Wire a little bit, and you get a sense for how he acts.
Right.
I think he could definitely pull off James Bond.
Yeah, I know that, I mean, I would say at least since, I don't know, it's got to be mid-70s. Probably since Connery left, at least. They've mentioned the idea of a black James Bond, and I think even they've thrown around the idea of a female James Bond, which I think is just stupid.
I haven't heard the female James Bond.
I mean, it probably not. It might not have even been like a real serious thing, but I know that the idea was thrown around before. As long as they keep it in the same vein, I don't necessarily have any issues with changing the character to, you know, any, I mean, not the, it would, as long as I, it's just, it's the character that really needs to stay the same.
Kind of the same type of person.
Yeah. I hope they don't ditch Daniel Craig. Because I think he's great.
Well, at some point, though, Daniel Craig's going to stop doing it.
Right. Well, no, that's the other thing. I understand that he doesn't want to do them for the rest of his life. You know, at a certain point, he wants to make other movies or, you know.
Yeah.
But,
Well, I don't think – I think if he's willing to do two more, they'll have him do two more. Because I think I saw a headline on Twitter that said that Skyfall – opened in the UK like this past weekend, and it was the highest UK opening movie ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't think they would resist the temptation to go with him again. But at some point, if he stops doing it, would they be willing to go with that? And the other question is, how many people would be upset if they switched?
I mean, there would be. I think when they switch James Bond, there is a lot of resistance, no matter what, no matter who they get. I mean, there was a lot of resistance to getting Daniel Craig because he had blonde hair, even though.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Even though Sean Connery's hair was light. Even though it wasn't his real hair, but there was a lot of resistance to Craig because he had blonde hair, and I mean, people were up in arms about it. I mean, there was going to be a lot of resistance to a black James Bond, like there's no doubt about it. I just want to see the character remain. True.
Kind of the same, yeah. Yeah. Well, are you familiar with the theory behind James Bond? Like the codename theory, I think is what they call it.
Probably, but...
Go ahead. There's two theories that are basically the same. One is actually reasonable. The other one is just some other stupid theory, but they're kind of the same. The actual theory, like the codename theory, is that fits into all the... Because he's been played for so long by so many different actors, and they all seem to kind of be continuing stories. Like, they don't really necessarily acknowledge each other or undo the other ones.
Right.
The codename theory is that James Bond is just a codename for 007. So whoever becomes 007 is given the name James Bond.
Okay. Yes, I have heard that before.
So it's a different person every time, because either that 007 retires or is killed, and then somebody else comes in. So you could get away, that kind of fits into the story of Idris Elba coming in. Because right. You could almost even write that in as just like a single line, and people would just kind of buy it, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know, and give him his new papers and be like, you know, this is your name now. Do it more eloquently than that, but just be like, this is your name now.
Yeah, they shouldn't do it like that.
And he looks at it and goes, Chuck Colombo.
That's a terrible name. You mean I'm going to be fighting bears now?
And he's like, I'm sorry, wrong paperwork. Here you go.
Here's your bag of heroin, sir. Make sure you give this to the bear.
What do you mean you're sending me to America?
Now, is he British?
Idris Elba?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only seen him in Prometheus, and he had an American accent.
Yeah, and he has an American accent in The Wire. But that's why I'm saying watch Luther, and you'll get a good idea of him as in his actual native tongue.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I think he would be – I think he'd be good. I think he could definitely pull it off. I don't think he could pull off Chuck Colombo, though. Although I would watch that movie. If they did Chuck Colombo starring Idris Elba, I would pay like $20 to go see that.
You paid $20?
Yes. If it was Idris Elba, we'll keep him speaking with a British accent.
As Chuck Colombo.
As Chuck Colombo. Fighting Yogi Bear, Snagglepuss, and then we jump 20 years into the future, and Boo Boo is coming back to seek revenge on Chuck Colombo.
I'm going to tell you right now, your continuity sucks.
Why?
I don't know.
It makes perfect sense. Because Boo Boo, like I said, Boo Boo's going to train overseas and then come back.
And with ninjas?
Probably.
Yeah. That's what everyone does overseas.
I mean, Boo Boo's going to learn parkour. We know that, so.
Yeah.
That's a must in movies today, so. I would pay to see that movie, especially if we got Quentin Tarantino to do it. Oh, I'd love it.
Oh, yeah. Be like a Quentin Tarantino Presents.
Or if we actually got him to direct it.
Or that, yeah.
I mean, I would like to work on the script with him, but...
Yeah. I mean, you can't be too picky, right?
But yeah, I mean, if I just get a story by credit, I'm good with that. I mean, I'm going to be honest. We might have to change the name. It might not be able to go with Columbo, but... We might have to change that name because that's probably a legal issue, but...
What if you just call it Chuck?
Well, no, we can't just call it Chuck because there was that TV show Chuck.
Oh, right. Chuck. I forgot about that.
So we're going to have to come up with a different last name, but...
Damn it.
Quentin will probably have some ideas. I'll give him a call.
Okay. Yeah. Call him up.
Yeah, I'll hit him up on the Twitter. I don't think he's on the Twitter.
Everyone's on the Twitter.
He should be. He probably isn't, though. Anyway.
Now, I'm curious here. Are all the Bond sirs... I know Roger Moore is... And I know Sean Connery is. Let me see.
I don't think George Lazenby is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Pierce Brosnan is.
Yeah. You know what? Timothy Dalton isn't either.
Yeah, I know Daniel Craig isn't yet.
Not yet.
But he probably will be. Because he is a damn fine actor.
Do you know that Timothy Dalton, since... his days as Bond
has done nothing?
No, he's done audiobook narrations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's pretty weird.
I wonder how we get him to narrate my book.
Work that would be kind of cool.
Work in progress, available now through Amazon. That would be good. I would love that. I mean, I wouldn't be able to pay him anything for it, but...
I saw it. It was in Stop and Shop. For those of you who don't know, that's a grocery store chain. There was a recorded James Earl Jones reads the Bible. And it was like 20 CDs.
That's awesome.
I know. I almost – like I wanted to buy it, but it was like $25 and not – it wasn't worth that.
I'm sure if you went anywhere else, it would be like $5.
Probably.
I don't
know. Yeah, they always jacked up prices.
I've never seen anybody buy a DVD at a grocery store. I can't believe that they sell them. Like, I've never seen anybody buy them.
No, I know. Like, the only time people do it is when they're wicked, wicked desperate for something. Like... if they need a gift and they're like on their way someplace and they're just like, okay, I'm going to grab flowers at the fucking florist section and I'm going to grab a quick gift. That's like the only reason why people would do it. I'm not saying that justifies an entire section of DVDs, but
if you're that desperate, why don't you just buy a little gift card?
Well, yeah, they have those too. They have them for all those different places.
Yeah, I mean, clearly you're just buying something because you need something if you're doing that. So why not just give them a gift card or something? Something that they can actually use.
Just be a full piece of shit and just give them a gift card?
Yeah, hey, you know what? Nothing's wrong with gift cards. I'll take a gift card. I would rather you give me a gift card than American Pie Bandcamp 3. Like, just give me a gift card. Especially because I know you paid 3 times what the DVD is actually worth because you're a piece of shit.
You don't like the American Pie spinoffs? American No. Wedding?
I'm not even that huge of a fan of American Pie to begin with.
The first one?
First one I like. Anything after that, I can't stand.
See, the first one I liked too, but I can't tell if I liked it because I was stupid and young or if it was actually worth watching.
I've watched it since and it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
And then any ones I've seen after that, I'm just like, this is really stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the second one. That was dumb and that was it. I jumped off after that.
I think I saw the wedding one
That was the third, right?
I think so. Because I think I saw the wedding one in college. If the time would have made sense. But and then they did like American Reunion, and in the trailer they show him like they show a bed bounce or something like that, and then it's just like her with the baby and he's like, "Oh, I'm married. Oh, this sucks." It's like an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, but with the American Pie people thrown in. And I'm just like, this looks terrible. Who would watch this? And then it made millions of dollars, so what do I know?
Yeah.
All because it had Stifler's mom in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they definitely made a spinoff of I'm trying to find. You know, the first one was made for a budget of $11
million. $11 million for that piece of shit? $11
million. Yeah, you know, how much do you think it made?
By now, it's probably made
well
like $500 million. Box office, I'm sure it made like $60 million.
Sir, you far underestimating it.
$100 million? $200 million?
$235,483,000.
Is that worldwide?
I believe so. Yes.
Mm. Wow.
That's crazy, huh?
That is a lot.
Let's see.
And, you know, most of those, you know what? Most of those guys didn't really go on to do much, so they were probably able to make the sequels fairly cheap.
Let's see. There are, in addition to the primary American Pie saga, there are currently four direct-to-DVD spinoff films bearing the title American Pie Presents: Bandcamp, The Naked Mile, Beta House, and The Book of Love.
And do they all also star the dad?
Yeah, Eugene Levy's in all of them.
Okay.
Good. A fifth theatrical film under the working title American Pie 5 was announced August 4th, 2012. Get ready, Key.
Yeah, that's because Reunion made a bunch, even though it probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, people just cashing in that nostalgia.
Just come up with an original idea. Somebody, please. Make Chuck Colombo. I mean, yes, it's old characters, but used in a new way.
Well, Chuck isn't really new. Yogi Bear is. I mean, no, Chuck is new. Yogi Bear is not.
Yeah, but it's
Colombo isn't new.
It's an old character used in new ways.
I guess in just dark and rude ways.
Yeah, it's just it's something different. Is my point.
The unrated version of Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
He finally gets Cindy's skirt off. That whore.
I have to figure out some way to fit Cindy in now. I forgot about Cindy. Fuck. All right, I'm gonna work on this.
He's got to bend her over a picnic table at some point. Or a tree stump.
And she tells him that he's better than the average bear.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
All right. So this has to happen. This has to happen before he dies.
Before who? Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
So maybe he tries to reform and then wins her over, and then he gets caught back up in a life of stealing picnic baskets. And unfortunately, he chooses the time when Chuck Colombo has come into the park.
Yeah, he comes back to clean up town.
Yeah, everything's going well, and then he makes a last mistake, and he gets screwed over. So Chuck Colombo gives him that heroin-laden picnic basket.
Such an awesome concept.
So. Well, yeah, Chuck Colombo.
God amongst men.
What a man. Just what a man. And it's got to have an awesome theme song. Maybe we'll get like Jack White to do the theme song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Speaking of Bond.
Well, now it's Adele. Maybe we'll get Adele to do the theme song. Or who else is big right now? Maybe we'll get Justin Bieber to do it.
I don't want Justin Bieber to do it.
All right. Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah, only if she's giving out those blowjobs, though.
Yeah.
You know, she gave out blowjobs.
So in the contract it says you must come up with a song for Chuck Colombo, and you must give Greg DiNicola a blowjob.
Yes, and that's the payment. That's her payment, is giving a blowjob. Somehow I think she won't accept that as payment, but that's okay.
What if we throw in a miniature travel-sized bottle of Scope?
She'll accept that.
That'll be on top of the contract as we slide it across the table, and she's like, "What's this for? Read on.
You'll find out.
And for that, though, you get executive producer credit. That way, when we win a fucking award, which we will, you get to be up on stage.
Best adapted screenplay.
Yeah.
Because it was definitely a novel.
Well, no, we're gonna get everything. We're gonna get best adapted screenplay, best sound editing, best music, best visual effects, best acting for whoever plays Chuck Colombo, best director for Quentin, of course.
Who's gonna play Chuck Colombo? How about Ed Norton? You can put him in anything.
And then he has kind of a goofball partner back at the Ranger Station, played by Reginald Vell Johnson.
Oh yeah. Huh. I like how you think, sir.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
And for that we will get Reginald a Best Supporting Actor.
I can't believe he hasn't gotten one by now.
We'll at least get him a nomination. He might lose, though, because there will probably be some incredibly old actor that has never won an Oscar before. And he's clearly, like, close to death. So they'll be like, you know what, we'll give it to this guy instead of Reginald. He'll have other opportunities, but...
Yeah, I don't know how many opportunities Reginald Vell Johnson's going to get.
I'm just saying what the Academy will do.
No, you're probably right. They'll give it to someone that they like more.
Yeah, we're probably right. So I was gonna say let's talk about Halloween, but because this is kind of like a Halloween episode because it's coming out on Halloween. But
yeah,
I don't know. Do you really even do anything for Halloween anymore?
Yeah, not really.
I don't. I just.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything this year. I didn't even bother to do a costume. I don't know. Like, I was going to and just never did.
Yeah, I was going to do a costume, didn't do it.
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't really have any parties to go to out here.
Yeah, there was a party on Saturday I guess I could have gone to, but I worked till 9 and I didn't feel like going home, showering, and then, like, even if I did have a costume, by the time I got there, it'd be at least 10, and it's like, I'm fucking beat.
And everybody's already shit-faced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, I think last year I did a costume, but which was a decent hit. I was Keith Stone.
Oh. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, because a lot of people, for whatever reason, started calling me Keith Stone. Because my name was Keith, and apparently the only other Keith that they knew was Keith Stone. So, I'll accept it.
Hmm.
If there are worse associations to make.
I actually knew a Keith Stone.
Really? But not the Keith Stone.
No, not the. But Keith Stone was married to my cousin. They are no longer wed.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate. Unless they were both miserable, then more power to them.
I don't know. See, I liked him. I thought he was cool. But, you know, it's not really up to me. So, what can I do?
I don't know. You can get married to him?
Yeah, I don't know if he'd go for it.
Might as well try.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, yeah, I don't know. Not doing anything for Halloween. I think that's over for now.
Yeah. I would like to do something again for Halloween someday.
Yeah, I think I would like to have more money to do, like, better costumes.
Yeah, that's true too.
To do like more creative ones, but
when you get to be our age, it's like you better do like a good costume. If you're gonna do it, do something cool.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just don't fucking bother.
Yeah. You gotta go all out because you can't be like, because you can no longer get away with just buying the store, you know, the store package costumes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people do it, and they make them for adults, but really, that's just really for, like, college people.
Right.
Who are
right.
just like, fuck it, I'll put something on. I mean, it doesn't really work. You gotta step up your game a little bit.
Yeah. Like, did you see Chris's? He dressed up as a Ghostbuster.
Yes, that was very cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, you gotta think of something a little outside of the box. You can't go with just, you know, Superman or Batman or any of that shit.
I could see you as the Flash.
I would do it if I could come up with design a good costume for it.
I don't know why. You just you're a little bit of Flash to you.
Well, I used to as a kid. I had Flash pajamas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that had like the cowl with it.
It was nice.
Yeah, so I had like the pants, and the pants had the lightning bolts. Like mid-calf, like where the boots are, where his boots are. And then the shirt came down and it had like the, it didn't have anything printed on the back. So it had like the Flash, like the lightning bolt belt, but it was only in the front.
Yeah.
And that had the symbol, but then it had the cowl that was just a piece and had the little wings on the side, just printed on. They didn't actually have them like sticking out, but you could, it velcroed underneath your chin.
Right.
Yeah, and then I would run around the house as Flash before I was supposed to go to bed when I was, like, 13. I think I must have been, like, 5.
They made me stop on my 21st birthday.
Yeah. When the calf lightning bolts went to my balls, they said it was stretched out too much. Yeah, I must have been 5 or something like that when I had. I think one year I wanted it to be my costume. I don't think it was though. But what was your favorite childhood costume? Did you have one?
Man, favorite childhood costume. I'm trying to think. Man, I was a skeleton so many times, and I know this is hard to believe, but.
you were so skinny people actually thought you were a skeleton.
Yeah, no, seriously, when I was really young, I was really thin. Like very, I was underweight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that probably sounds crazy, but
only to people that know you.
Exactly. but yeah, so it was perfect for me to be a skeleton for multiple years. I don't know. I was a Ninja Turtle once, I think, which, I mean, I'm sure at some point every kid was that grew up during our generation. Shit. I don't know. You know, I'll be completely honest. I don't necessarily have a favorite costume.
Do you have a favorite costume, Keith?
Keith, what was your favorite costume?
I thought you would ask me because I didn't want to jump in and be all selfish.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to be a selfish bottom. My favorite costume, and it will probably make perfect sense to you because I've talked about it before.
When you dressed up as Al Franken?
No, I dressed up as Elwood Blues when I was in like fourth. I think it was like fourth grade. It might have even been sooner.
Did any of the other kids get it?
No, the kids didn't get it. But we had to do – and, like, I went all out. Like, I had my mom right on my knuckles like he has in the movie and shit.
Yeah.
So but we had to do a parade for all the parents. So all the kids in all the grades would walk outside in their costumes – so it was like a chance for the parents to all take pictures and stuff like that. And I remember parents being like, is that a Blues Brother? Are you a Blues Brother? Is that what you are? And even the principal Because, you know, the principal had to come around and see everybody's costume in the classrooms and stuff.
Of course. He had to know who he was touching.
But I remember. This, as far as I remember, at least for me, this principal was very cool. Not creepy. He looked a little bit like Robert Urich.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I think about it, like a young Robert Urich.
So you wanted him to touch you.
So maybe.
Nice burp. We're keeping that in.
All right. So maybe the kid that was dressed up like your mom. Maybe that kid was in trouble.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a he had to go to detention. He was dressed up like Sue. You're an ass.
That's stupid.
There was a little kid in New Jersey dressed up like my mother.
I don't even know what that costume would look like.
I don't know. That's not. I don't care. I love my mother. That's not a good fucking Halloween costume.
Well, yeah, it would just be your mom just hanging out.
Hi, I'm a homemaker.
I'm a homemaker from Quincy, Massachusetts. No, I remember the principal coming in talking to the teacher, and I remember him kind of leaning over to her and going, "Is he dressed up as a Blues Brother?" And she's like, "Yeah, I think so." And he comes over to me and goes, "Really nice costume."
Like, yeah, no, only older people would appreciate
yeah, no
like
kids
that.
Got it, but for some reason I was like, "No, this is what I want my costume to be. I want this to be my costume." And my parents were like, "Well, I guess it's okay."
Yeah. You dressing up as a Blues Brother is probably like when I did the kids vote in 1996 and I voted for Bob Dole and I was the only one in my class that did that. None of the kids appreciated it.
Yeah, I didn't care. I'll have to see if I can find a picture. Maybe I'll put that online when this episode comes out, if I can find it. I think the only pictures might be in New Jersey, though, so I might have to call Colleen.
Colleen, send me some pictures.
Of me as a Blues
Brother. Of us.
Yeah. I did call his mom a Halloween costume, though, so.
You did. Son of a bitch.
I mean that with the utmost respect. It's not even your mom anymore that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the character.
It's the show's character.
It's just, you know.
I actually have yet to tell my mother that she's a character on the show. I was thinking about telling her this week. It'd be like, we have a voice for you and your adventures with Robert Urich. I don't know if she'll be flattered or offended, but I think I'm going to tell her.
I don't know. Hopefully she's flattered. I mean, it's...
She probably won't really care. She'll probably just be glad we're talking about her.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows it's a joke. I don't think anybody actually thinks that your mom is this obsessed with Robert Urich.
No, but she did like him.
Well, how could you not?
Well, that's true. I liked Robert Urich, too.
But I mean, you know... Well, if my mom eventually becomes a character, I think she'll find it funny, but we haven't figured out anything for my mom to be a character of yet.
Oh, we will.
One day. I mean, we got a lot of time. We're only on episode 40.
Plenty more to go.
Yeah, we'll keep doing it until we get bored.
So will this be episode 40?
Yeah.
New high watermark.
39 more than some.
Not bad. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, go us. Pretty soon, 50.
You're putting the cat before the horse.
What, you don't think we'll make 50?
No, I do. I thought that's what you guys say out there in Pennsylvania.
That's what the Amish say.
Yeah, well, you got the Amish. There's more cats and horses out there than there is here, okay?
I guess so. I don't know what the Pittsburgh analogy would be.
Yeah.
It'd probably be some kind of a Steelers reference or something.
Yeah, I don't know. You're putting the steel before the mill?
No, I meant like the football team.
Yeah, well, I didn't. But yeah, you're probably right.
I was going to say it would include Hines Ward, but he retired, so.
He is gone, yeah. How about, I don't know.
I was gonna say like it's putting like Polamalu before Roethlisberger, but Polamalu's defense.
Polamalu.
What'd I say?
Polamalu.
Whatever.
It's like back when we were first meeting, and I used to call you Bubbaloo.
Yeah. My mind's still trying to work on Chuck Colombo. All right, so.
All right. Yeah.
I know. I mean, I know Polamalu.
It's all right.
I was thinking of somebody else. Polamalu is actually a third line person, so no, he never goes off the bench, so he's not real well known. So.
He's actually a towel boy.
yeah. Okay. So, anything to add to Halloween?
No, Halloween's getting a little lame.
Yeah, I don't know. I
don't dislike it. I just, at least for me, it's getting to be a little, you know, whatever.
A little too much.
A little bit much.
Well, a little bit much and also a little bit not enough.
That's true. I wish I had more of it. There's a lot of things I wish I had more of.
Like dicks in your mouth.
Yes, example number one. Dicks in my mouth.
Well, yeah, I was gonna talk about how I had planned to talk about how Russia is banning Halloween, or wants to ban Halloween. But that's for another day. That'll be next Halloween. We'll talk about that maybe. If we're still going.
We'll put it on the docket.
You want to take us out?
Thank you for joining us on But You're Wrong. Make sure you check out our Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Check out our Twitter at BYW Podcast. And make sure you check us out on both iTunes and Stitcher. New episodes every Saturday and Wednesday. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bodella.